There will be several proposed changes to the state constitution on the ballot next Tuesday. One of them, Amendment 6, is meant to ease the blow of a sudden increase in property taxes. That's something experienced by many people in rapidly gentrifying areas of New Orleans. WWNO's Jess Clark has more.
Andy Young is standing on a corner in the Bywater, across the street from the house she and her husband used to own. A giant live oak tree shades most of the block.
So which house is yours? Or was yours?
That green one. It wasn't that color, but yeah.
When Young lived in this raised shotgun home, it was a light purple with red trim. She and her husband bought it in 2008 for about $135,000. They lived here for 10 years, raised two children, and made a lot of memories.
So many meals cooked in that kitchen. So many backyard birthday parties. My daughter taking her first steps.
They also saw a lot of changes to the neighborhood. Buyers started flipping homes, a fancy new condominium went up at the end of their street, and Young says a bunch of short-term renters appeared. Then home values rocketed up. Orleans Parish reappraised many Marigny and Bywater homes in 2017. When Young got her new tax assessment, she was shocked.
We got a letter in the mail saying, this is your new tax assessment. And I was like, what?
Her tax bill nearly tripled. She says her family couldn't afford it. They decided to sell the house and move before the bill was due in 6 months. She says it was a really stressful time.
To suddenly realize you've got to figure out how to find a new place to live, sell your house, get your house ready to sell, which is its own thing, is a lot of pressure.
Residents in rapidly gentrifying areas like the Bywater say Young isn't the only longtime homeowner who's been forced out by a sudden increase in her tax bill. That's why a couple of neighborhood associations worked with the Louisiana State Senator J.P. Morrell to create Amendment 6. Under it, homeowners who see more than a 50% increase in their assessed home value would be allowed to phase in their new tax requirements over 4 years.
That's what the bill does. It buys you time.
The first year, homeowners would pay a quarter of the increase in their tax bill. The second year, half. And by the fourth year, they'd be responsible for the full amount.
We'll create kind of a easement period where those individuals who are facing enormous assessments have the ability to try and figure out what they're going to do with their property over that period between assessments.
The proposition has gotten pushback from the nonprofit Bureau of Governmental Research, or BGR. The BGR's Stephen Stewart says the amendment looks more like the result of political compromise than a solution grounded in real research. And he's worried that writing it into the Constitution would make it really hard to change later.
Our position is that before the legislature takes any further action on property tax relief, that they should do an analysis of the extent of the need and develop a precise solution that's tailored to address the problem.
Stewart says there are many solutions to the problem of people being forced out by rising property taxes. Some states limit how much property taxes can rise. Some offer income-based property tax relief. Those measures would allow people to stay in their homes, not just buy them time. But Morrell says because the issue is so specific to Orleans Parish, there's just not enough statewide political support to pass something like that.
They've been trying for years to pass something else that's better, which was unsuccessful, and this compromise finally passed. To take the position of, well, something better will come along, what is that?
It's too late for the proposed amendment to help Young, but she plans on voting for it anyway, even though she says it's not perfect.
I mean, it certainly doesn't solve everything, but I think just giving people time to react to a huge change in their life would be extremely beneficial.
Young and her family are renting now, but they plan to use the money from their home sale to build a smaller home in a cheaper part of town. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.